4HKX Mobile. Shining. I was always told because there's a day of rain coming.
What the heck? We'll have to see.
Hard to avoid it with everything going on. Ruth, they're being real busy at work. You been doing okay?
Well, I told you about setting my wife's car on fire, didn't I?
No.
Store some fuel and some drums, and I put 5 gallons out and I poured into my wife's car. I didn't think nothing about it, but I got about a half a mile from the house. This happened last Wednesday, I think. The days are like water under a bridge, but evidently had some water in it. Now I got a half a mile from the house and it cut down, it shut down. Towed it back and put some sea foam and some octane boost in it. And then I was just wanting to get some of that gas up into the injector, so I was fooling around with some starting fluid, a couple 3 cans, and that stuff was running out the air filter housing duckbill water drain, you know, that rubber valve down below, and pooling up somewhere. Well, of course, it either backfired or had a spark somewhere, but it set off like a bomb.
That, Mike, I knew you'd got some bad gas in it. That was it. I hope everything's all right.
After that, ended up what I should have done to start with. I pumped, bypassed the fuel pump relay, pumped all the fuel out, and I've got 10 gallons of 93% octane I'm going to fill it up with. Probably Saturday before I get back to it, but I'll get her started.
Fire put out before it done any real damage.
I believe I did. There's a lot of plastic melted off the bottom, but I think that has to do with the intake ductwork picks air up from the bottom, and I think that's what that is. And so we'll see. I looked down in there. It's one of the battery didn't blow up because all that was up underneath the battery. I had a good fire going there until I got my extinguisher out, and but we got it put out. I think I got minimal damage. So we'll see what happens Saturday.
Put a little pep in your step trying to get it put out.
That probably isn't a full sense of what happened, but it did set me into motion.
And nobody got hurt. The rest of it can be fixed.
Truth of it.
Any story to tell everybody else later on?
It's on me.
Sometimes we all gotta be that joke. But, man, I've used that ether a lot over my career, and you gotta be real careful with that stuff. It's highly flammable.
I used it on a regular basis since 1982. So I'm fully familiar with it, but it, I guess familiarity is a dangerous thing sometimes.
You guard down, you get too comfortable with something, and then it lets you know, hey, I'm still here, I'm still dangerous.
I had to get my little car back going. I've got, I'm in my Prius. I got my, I don't know if I told you or not, this weekend I finally put that heater valve in, so I got no reason not to drive it. Had a weekend of vehicle maintenance. Maintained it, didn't you? But it's a good thing. Way you can drive it in the wintertime and not freeze to death. Mind off my wife's car for a little bit, so I turned my attention to my Prius, and I finally got it going. Got me nerve-wracking for a little while. See, you can sit down and relax, and then you can think about it. Just move on. Blew up in my face before. I try to tell people when I get in there and start cranking on that engine, do not let off that key until I tell you to. And it never fails. They don't listen. So I've had air box blow up in my face with an Easter. Didn't have any of that going on. I had my wife working a key for me, but I think that thing upchucked, backfired, and that's what set all that off. Now, I've learned over the years to try to use two people when I'm starting a diesel with Ether. One on the key and one on the can. And I usually take the can because they'll spray way too much and hydrolock the engine. But then they want to wait on the glow plugs. And I'm like, no, don't do that. Just go straight into cranking. Don't hesitate at all. And don't stop until I tell you. Otherwise, they'll blow up an air box in a minute. Spray it in until they've started cranking it. But I've never had that happen before. Definitely a hair-raising expense, let's put it that way. I've only had it happen one time. I was not spraying until they were cranking, and that let off. It didn't turn the key all the way off, and the Ether hit that glow plug. And that was all she wrote. Some intake heater. 7.3, so it just had 8 little glow plugs and no intake heater. One of the older ones. So, yeah, I didn't have to worry about that. But, yeah, with the intake air heater, you got to be real careful with those. Yeah. Good morning. How are y'all? How's it being up at 5 o'clock in the morning?
Back in bed.
Dragging this today, I'm not feeling it.
I pick out certain words of your conversation. I don't know everything I'm talking about.
Set my car, my wife's car on fire last week, but I think it was minimal damage. I'm still tinkering with it.
What do you do that for?
A little bit too much ether. Light bowl up here, so I'm going to sit back on the side and let y'all talk and monitor the mic. If I don't get to talk to you again, you have a good day, and I look forward to talking to you another morning. KO4 8K. So you have a great day, KK4 NXC.
I got a little while longer, so come back out of the hole, give me a holler. KO4 CM. Mike.
Yard full. Stacked up against the building, got all my parking places filled. I mean, we're still going strong.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if people are just fixing their cars more because they can't afford a new one or what.
Probably, I know for fact that some of the guys are fixing these older trucks because of so much trouble these newer exhaust after treatments are giving them. I mean, it is just a wad of money. It's a money pit.
That, it probably wasn't 6 months ago, maybe the world was running out of the AdBlue or the whatever they call it. I know we call it AdBlue at work.
Fluid, diesel exhaust fluid. Yeah, there was a shortage a little bit ago. I don't know if that's still going on or not.
Yeah, Okay, my truck doesn't take that.
Store it up. That stuff's got an expiration date on it.
Basically urea in some form. I wonder why it expires.
No, I don't know the chemical, all the nuances of that stuff.
Figured out a way to bypass it. I know they were, what, the government was talking about allowing tractor trailers to do it at one point.
You can buy delete kits that will delete the EGR and all the after treatment stuff, but it's right now it's illegal. Delete it. There ain't a dealer nowhere that'll touch it.
I did not delete my EGR cooler. I went with the bulletproof one. That way it just had the bigger holes in it and allowed more coolant to flow through. Probably replacing my fuel injectors before long. A stiction issue, and you know, I put the additives in it, and you know, I run the Shell Rotel synthetic, and that helps, but it's definitely still there. I mean, I can feel it in the mornings when I get in it. Now, once she gets up to temperature, she runs fine, but yeah, you can tell they don't want to open up. The oil's not really doing its job.
For those injectors,
I'm scared to look. Pretty sure they're over $100 a piece, easy. So I don't know. I haven't shopped in a while. I've looked at it, you know, probably a couple years ago, thinking about it, but I hadn't really spent any time lately looking at it. It scares me to think about, but I may end up doing it anyway.
Even think about that type of maintenance, what it ends up out of the pocket.
Still want top dollar for everything. I looked at I think it was a GMC 3500. It was sitting on a used car lot. Thing is 5 years old. They still wanted $72,000 for it.
Oh my word, dude. How could anybody, I just don't see how people can afford that stuff, which pickup trucks are kind of hard to get right now anyway.
That's why they know they can charge top dollar for them. I'll be honest, I don't remember. I pulled up, I looked at it, and, you know, it was a sharp truck. I mean, it was really nice. And then I walked around to the side of it and looked at the sticker on it. It said $72,000. I'm like, nope, I ain't interested. Tiger Radio is supposed to come in today.
I'm tinkering with that thing.
Well, I had to put it through its paces. I thought about ordering a kind of the aftermarket amp for it, but I don't know if I want to do that yet or not. I might just try the 10 watts out and see what I get out of it. Was on the JSA call, or are you turning off?
No, I turned it off. I was a little disappointed with Jay. JS called because it just was unreliable.
One downside, because you leave a message on one station and you might not be able to pick it up until you can get a path to them again, unless it's a consistent path.
I have not fooled with the radio in some time, which I bought that one specifically for JSA call. But I mean, it's still a good radio. I can use it, you know, as a standard radio, but I was, I'd kind of gotten disenfranchised on that deal.
Better luck with, Winlink if you ever got around to that one. I think it would have served that purpose a little better, because then you can leave it on a, because there are stations that don't require the internet to pass the messages. And once you kind of have those down, you can connect to them and pick up your emails. Raspberry Pi from KM4ACK. It's got the software on it to do WinLink email.
It's Tim. You know, we briefly discussed that back when we were doing it, but we did not end up fooling around WinLink. But that's an option. I do want to get back in there and get all my stuff straightened out. I focused more on portable operations for emergencies and travel. And so I got all my gear stored up in a bag that I take with me when I go on, you know, these little weekend excursions. And I set up antennas and work with them.
Usually do with my 7100, my 40-pound backpack that I take with me when I go camping and stuff. Be nice to slim it down a little bit now.
Well, that Yaesu 857 that I have with the tuner and the battery and all that, it ends up being a little bit of a load, too.
Nice about the Zygo I'm getting. It's got the built-in battery. So I think it'll do 5 watts on the internal battery. And then if I take an external with me, I can get 10 watts out of it. G90 with you. They say the tuner in that thing will tune a wet noodle.
No, I had the, you know, I got so much invested in that Yaesu. I don't know, you know, and a lot of the man packs out there are using that Yaesu and bought the frame for it, the man pack frame and yada, yada, yada. And so I was doing that. I was doing that a little bit before I had gotten that new radio. So I don't know. That's how that ended up being.
But that was definitely one of the plus sides for the Zygo. One reason why I picked it up, because my 7100 does not have a tuner. So I have to keep a little manual tuner with me. And that thing, it's good, it works. It's just a pain in the butt.
Deal that.
This little car on the interstate, he's just about got run over by a tractor trailer twice now. It's crazy.
You're clear of those things.
Different tractor trailers just about run him off the road. Some plans in the next couple weeks, supposed to start getting nice out, 70 degree weather.
I've got a couple of projects at the house. One of them is fencing in about an acre, you know, and all my, I live in the woods, so that's going to be a little bit of a challenge.
Definitely imagine. That would definitely be a fun project.
My son-in-law is to help me on that deal.
Help with that. I was telling her, I'm about ready to go camping myself, but still gets a little bit cool at night. Man, when that happens, you know, she's turned into the poltergeist. She can't stand being cold. I'm using for a while because she's just such a pain in the butt when she gets cold. I'm like, well, go lay down, get in the comforter, you know, get warm. And she just can't do it. She'll be freezing to death.
Wife, she handles cold pretty good out camping. The only thing that bothers her is she can't sleep on the ground anymore. Neither can I. I just despise that.
Big fan of it myself. The air, little, you know, I got a little air mattress that I'll use for, I guess it's a sleep pad for the Boy Scout camp out. But most of the time, if I can, I'll take my cot with me.
Some hammock camping the last several years when I've gone, or I've strung it up at the house even. I enjoy that.
Yeah, I've seen a few guys set them up. I mean, they look nice to do, but I usually just tend to default to a tent.
KN4 TFW.
y'all need to plant a cannabis tree as a kid. Warms up, be nice, and I'll plan a camping trip together and take some radios and go play.
As long as it ain't down on the river involving a canoe. He'd had to bail me out that day.
When it took a bath. What ain't gonna know?
How's my signal sound as far this morning?
Small rivers like that, you're gonna run into some trees and blockages and have to kind of navigate around that stuff. I mean, some of those things get a little bit dangerous, but so far we haven't had any major big injuries.
A little bit with Andrew. Go ahead, Andrew.
Was I pulled in a parking spot?
Look, man, you're real staticky.
Destinating. I'm gonna have to say 7-3s to everybody. Good talking to you guys, and hopefully we can catch you tomorrow morning as well. KK4 NXC, and I'm gonna be clear.
Mike, you have a good one, and that good to talk to you this morning. KN4 TFW. Tell Tim we said hey.
Hey, KO4 HK. Have a good day.
Good morning, Tim. Did we lose Andrew there?
Parking lot and his signal just died.
It's like the same spot I park every morning, and I move back one row, and now my signal's totally changed. I don't get it.
It's changed.
You're building with the radio. Sorry. I said BMW doesn't want you that close to the building with a radio.
Keeping the heart healthy?
Well, ways away from the building. You know, I don't go to the close parking spot, so I stay towards the very farthest spots we've got. But like I said, I always tend to park in the same area, and I don't know what's happened. So now I'm back one row from where I normally park.
Walked the dog last night?
I'd been talking about it. A guy I eat lunch with, you know, he was talking about him walking. I'm like, you know what? I need to do that myself, and then you got out and you were walking the dog, so I did. I went in the house, threw on some shorts and a t-shirt, grabbed the dog up, and me and the youngest son went for a walk. I live, I just not in a great location for the HT, for the Caesar's Head repair.
My location ain't good for no radio.
It's possible, which I thought about. I could put my radio on crossband repeat, and that way I could walk and talk. So I may end up doing that another time, trying it out. Because I've only tried it once, and then I couldn't remember how to do it yesterday.
With my bowel thing.
Yes, I thought maybe it was the TYT, but yesterday I was on the Yaesu F3, whatever it is. Y'all know what I'm talking about. So, I mean, that was a lot better radio on high power, and it's still just not enough with all the, I guess, with everything in the way between me and the repeater at the house. So, Patrick, does your 991, does it do any kind of crossband repeat, or is it single frequency?
Single frequency, and if I want to do crossband repeat, I have radios there for that, but the 9918 doesn't do it.
That's 9. I could probably take my TYT, you know, because those little hotspots, they got a pretty good range on them just with the default settings.
About that, I can hit mine amazingly a long ways away from it. I'm just amazed at the fact that I can still hit it when I'm leaving the house.
The antenna on them, you wouldn't think they'd be able to pick up and transmit that far, but I mean, it used to be when I kept mine on my radio when I was running System Fusion, when I pulled in, if I was scanning, I would pick up the hotspot probably, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile away. Maybe a little bit small, you know, shorter than that. But it was a huge distance, and I was very impressed by it.
Wait, mine's at least a quarter mile away, and that's inside the house. Could you imagine if you run an antenna outside the house, what you could do with that thing?
Oh, Ken, you need to build you one of those little hot spots.
List of things to do, but right now I got quite a few other things I need to get done.
It probably wouldn't be $50 now, but considering you can build one for $50 and you buy one brand new, they're closer to $200. And that'd be a good way to do it, too.
KO4HKX. Yeah, knowing what I know now, that's what I would recommend instead of buying one.
Basically, all the Pi-Stars, except for the Shark, whatever it is, I can't remember the name of that one. It's the only one I know of that doesn't run that Pi-Star software. All the rest of them that I've seen, I think even the one from BridgeCom runs the Pi-Star software from of course, Pi-Star. So they all work the same. I mean, it's just the hardware that goes into it is just a little different.
You're running the Pi-Star software. It's no different. You're just paying for that little plexiglass box they got it in, or polycarbonate box, and it made it look a little better. That cleaned it up. That's it.
Anyway, I wish I would have known about building one for that cheap and still get the little screen on. I think he had the little screen on it, didn't he, on that build?
Yeah, he does. Today, and he's having a hard time finding parts to build them, though, is the problem.
That you can really go without the screen. The screen doesn't serve a huge function. Like, mine sits behind my computer somewhere. The only thing my screen tells me is when somebody's transmitting, but, you know, push comes to shove, you can just look in the software and see all that.
If it's so small, you can barely read it anyway, so you usually end up bringing up the dashboard anyhow if you want to do anything.
And kids, so if you ever decide to build one, just give me a holler. I'll help you out.
Yeah, I'm getting into my bad zone right now. I don't know what it is about this low spot.
Well, I guess it's that time for me. I need to get on in here and get ready for the 6 o'clock meeting. So I'm going to say 7-3. Hopefully, maybe I'll get to holler at y'all this afternoon or evening or whatever. But y'all be safe out there on the road. 7-3 to you. KO4CF, and I'll be clear on y'all's side.
Have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon.
Enjoy your meeting, and we'll try to catch you this afternoon. Man, rate was $3.79 right here, and premium's $4.59, and diesel's $4.19.
Diesel jumped 30 cents a gallon yesterday in Easley, where I was at.
I was talking to somebody yesterday, and when I come by here, it was $3.69, and now it's $4.19.
The hot spot on 123, it was $3.90 at 7 a.m. when I went by, and right around lunchtime when I come back the other way, it was $4.23.
Right there at Wade Hampton is, I wanted to say it said $3.99 right now.
$200 to fill up yesterday, just yesterday alone, and I got it at $3.79 before they raised the prices.
Have to turn the pump on.
Three.
She off at like $70.
$75.
The diesel would at least go a little bit further, because I mean, any kind of truck is going to take a lot more than that.
To keep you from driving off, because they got so many people stealing fuel and just drive off and not paying for anything. But I don't understand, you're putting your card information in, what's the difference? You're already putting a hold on my card for $300. Why not just let me run up to $300?
Especially if you know you're paying at the pump. I mean, you should be able to, you know what I mean? Like you said, you already got your debit card information. But I guess some people, you know, try to run $50 worth and only had $10 in the bank.
I don't know what the answer is, but and I know it's annoying. I'll spend a half hour at the fuel pump trying to get fuel.
You know, like a truck stop or something, the price is so high you can't stand it.
I don't have any truck stops in my area, so I'd have to drive out of my way to get to them. And why would I want to do that? Plan for this weekend.
Did you get that Ray raised bed flower garden up, and at least, you know, get it, start getting it situated and backfilled. And maybe I'll try to put that lawnmower back together.
You still haven't done that?
Taking my feet. And that just, all I got to do is really just put the head and the valves back on. I need a key for the flywheel, but that's about it, really.
Done that last summer when you had the problem out of it. I didn't realize you hadn't done it yet.
And then storage waiting on me to put it together. I ain't needed it.
Ready to come into that season.
It takes me. I mean, with my self-propelled push mower, you know, it only takes me like an hour and a half to start with. And so the rider just helps me when I'm back there in the back, you know, doing the field and stuff like that, or pulling my little cart around.
Well, I can push mower in about 20 minutes, maybe 30.
Sunday, but I bagged it all. I had to get up all the leaves and stuff like that. I need the tractor so I can pull that thatcher through there and get it kind of cleaned out a little bit.
On the leaves. The leaves fell up here and then they got wet and I can't get them up. They haven't dried out since. So I still got leaves laying everywhere.
Anyway, most of mine, when they fall, they blow over into my neighbor's yard.
I like that though.
Kind of. Oak trees in his backyard that one of the previous owners planted, and that thing don't hardly drop its leaves at all. I mean, it's still full of leaves.
Protected from the wind pretty good then.
KW. I mean, these leaves are still green.
Must be one hardy oak tree.
Exact kind it is. I mean, it's got little leaves, kind of like a pin oak, but it isn't a pin oak. It's like some kind of cross, like a live oak or whatever, but I think it loses some, you know what I mean, throughout the year, and new ones grow right back, and it's just really weird.
I've never heard of it. I've never seen an oak tree keep its leaves green all year round.
Talked to the daughter yesterday, and she's just getting all freaked out about all the stuff that's happening in the world today. You can't hardly get her calmed down.
We're getting that way. I mean, when you actually sit and look at the people that are in control of the millions of people on this planet right now, that's enough to scare you.
She's looking for some kind of fallout shelter and everything in case there was a nuclear explosion or whatever, and she's thinking that, you know, if you stayed in a fallout shelter a couple of weeks, then you'd be all right to get back out.
Those buttons are pushed, it's pretty much over.
She figures she would be she thinks somehow she's in a fallout zone, but I'll be dogged, I don't know why. I mean, you would think big cities first, right? The only one I can think of offhand inland would be like Colorado Springs.
Well, you got the Oconee nuclear facility over next door. That was going to play a big effect on this area down here.
Kentucky.
Forgot about that. Maybe there's one up there somewhere. I don't know. That'd be the only thing I could think of.
And on the side of the interstate here, and he don't have no back driver's tire, they got it sitting on a bucket.
Sitting on a bucket?
It's to me a metal bucket. The southbound trucks for some reason.
Anything to do with that convoy? It ain't made it this far yet.
Southbound anyway. I guess it's just a big pack of them. There must have been 30 trucks.
I do know they've been talking about smaller convoys running to catch up with the other one running across the country, so it may have something to do with it. Who knows? They're putting a new housing development in up here across from Sandy Flats.
Well, of that. Have they started on it yet?
No, I've not seen any housing or construction going on, but they got signs up for it.
Down 290, another 500 cars.
What they going to do with them?
Come take it, you know, you can't. If you go down 253, I mean, that's just a back road taking you over towards Paris Mountain. And 290, it's just, you know, just the two lane, it won't be able to handle it.
This afternoon, this place turns into a crazy zone.
Well, I was stopped at the, you know where that new brewery is right there on 290 right before you get to Wade Hampton?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Here, waiting on, at least waiting on the red light up there where I need to turn to my house.
There at the Sphinx, once you get past it, it'll start to thin out a little bit until you get up here to, Darby Road. And then you got to be real careful running through that intersection. Cause I don't know what people are thinking there. But it's just bumper to bumper from there all the way back down to Wade Hampton.
When I walk the dog sometimes, the cars are just dead stop right there in front of Ingles, headed back towards, you know, 25.
Number one, because of that Milford Church Road intersection up there with the three-way intersection they got there, there's so much traffic there you can barely get through, so there's no good way around it.
Intersection is ridiculous now. They should have just left it like it was.
You got the poor bus garage up here. I don't know how they managed to get in and out in traffic with everything going on this road at all.
You want to make a left out of there. I went to that little gas station across from the Little Rebel. Boy, certain times of day, it's hard to get out of.
I'll stop there at the Sphinx, and I'll come out the back and come out on a little side street so I can use the red light to get out to make that left-hand turn. Otherwise, you're not going to.
Thanks for this weekend.
Around the house, trying to do some spring cleaning, getting ready for the rainy season coming up.
This morning, not this Saturday, but next Saturday, they were talking the S word for you guys.
Like I said, any more than about 3 days out, I don't pay a whole lot of attention. It snowed in March before, KO4 HKX.
We're in Georgia, I seen it snow in April. You know, flowers and already blooming, dogwood trees already blooming, and just snowing. Are they going to be busy at Stacks this weekend?
How come?
Masters tournament down there in Hartwell, and a lot of them staying up there in the motels around the restaurant, but there was people already in there saying, yeah, tomorrow we got a party of 20, and the next day a party of 20, and that, so can't be the fishermen, because they're probably already out on the lake before, you know, before the restaurant opens. I'll have to check with my brother. He'll probably be out there chasing them to watch his favorite fisherman. The fish in Hartwell down there out of Anderson by, I think the landing is Green Pond, which is down there by Portman. But the weigh-in is at up here in Greenville.
Spread the love and that money that comes with it. Gate.
Now before I'm jumping off the interstate.
I feel like I'm a little early.
Wait,
Hampton. Red light right now.
It's early, I guess. Coming in late today, or he just decided to go in later?
I was on the radio before he was. I threw my call out, and nobody responded, so I didn't figure anybody was going to be there. And I don't know, 5 or 6 minutes later, here Mike comes.
I feel like I got on at regular time. Usually it's about right at 5:30.
Come on, I was almost all the way through the black hole. I done switched vehicles. Today is, I guess. guess. But I didn't do anything any different.
Just a little less traffic. 423.
29 at the speed, or the QT there on the corner, like you said. And down here at the 76 station, it's 339. Might have to stop in there and fill up today.
Charge you an extra 10 cents if you want to use your debit card.
It's still cheaper. My truck repair shop was yesterday about putting an extra 100-gallon tank on this truck.
Can't worry about filling up so often anyway.
Now then, I'd be carrying 170 gallons of fuel on here. I could go at least 2 weeks without having to stop.
Like it hurts when you have to fill it up, though.
Yeah, you'll definitely be crying when you fill that up.
A tank at the house.
But then I have to deal with keeping it locked up, people stealing it, that kind of mess, and water getting into it. I don't know. I may when I move, or I don't have so much to worry about, but just not right now.
So I got to tell Susan about the...
Nope, no wrecks today that I've seen. I'm getting ready to pull in.
Yards out from the gate.
Probably so. They may not even be here yet. Open, so we'll pull in here and get things opened up.
I'll say 73. I hope you have an awesome day. I'll look forward to catching you this evening on the ride home. Now, you have a good one. KN4TFW.
But you don't have to go. The guys that I deal with aren't here yet.
I'm back here now, getting ready to find me a parking spot.
All right, well, have a good day, and I'll keep an ear out for you this afternoon. Stay safe. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
4TFW.